Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those you love doing what you love. But most importantly, guys, it's about living a life of purpose and meaning, because as a Rippler, you can create a ripple effect in the lives of others as you become free yourself. And guys, that is what I'm so proud to do. Thank you for tuning in, binging, sharing, and doing all the things you guys do that allows me to create a ripple effect through your lives. Thank you so much. As a quick reminder, hey, if you've got money sitting around or you're saying, hey, I want to find ways to free up more cash, go to our website. You can actually download the ebook for free, which is called Beyond Rice and Beans. Yes, Dave Ramsey, that's right. Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, that you can download and find how some of my average clients have found just from freeing up cash about $34,000 a year. It does not include passive income that's also created too. So check that out. Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100 and be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP, as in American Homeowner Preservation. .com. Check it out. All right, guys. So I want to bring up a concept that I know it's kind of the overall theme of the show, but I want to really take a different angle with it and go very specific, right? Because there is a lot of people talking. There's a lot of talking heads. Everybody seems to be an expert and they all have differing opinions. And the more you listen to the news and the media and everybody else's voices, it can get very confusing fast. And so I want to kind of give you some tips that work for me, that actually allowed me to make better decisions despite all the noise out there, that allows me not to gamble away my wealth, but actually grow it. In fact, even be leading edge in some cases, where you can actually be ahead of the curve and start doing things that actually get you in the right time, right? But to get in the right time, it requires you to stop listening to the masses. Because let's admit it, right? If everybody's expecting something, then it's probably not going to happen. Again, I'm going to repeat. If everybody expects something, it's probably not going to happen. But what do I mean by that, right? So if everybody expects the stock market to go up, what will happen is eventually it'll stop going up. If everybody expects real estate to crash, right? Because I get so many people say, don't you think it's done? You know, and they keep talking about it. That is your first sign that it probably won't happen. Because if you listen to the majority are usually wrong. Think back to the last recessions we've had, right? Remember, before the dot-com bust, there was a dot-com boom. Everybody was talking about the dot-com boom and how amazing it was, right? And as a result, it busted. You know, stocks were actually doing great through the 90s. I remember that's when I became a financial advisor. I remember when I first became an advisor at the beginning of 2002, many people, many of the advisors saying, yeah, it went down a little bit with 9/11. But it's coming back, which it had. After 9/11, things actually rebounded. What happened later in 2002, which why is 2002 became the worst year, is because they found out that people were cooking their books. Some big companies like Arthur Andersen was behind some of these things, like Enron, right? Remember that, or WorldCom? You remember some of these companies, right? They started being investigated. So all these companies were being investigated. People were afraid to buy stock, because why would you buy into something that could have been cooking their books, could have been giving false numbers out there, false profits, and now they're being audited. So that was like a 22, 23% drop that year. I remember that year. It was a pretty fun time to be an advisor for my first year. But I remember before then, everybody's talking about, hey, market's done 12, 18%. Hey, I remember 1999. We had a fund. with, who was it? Janus. It was a Janus fund that did 132% in 1999. It was awesome. So talking about the glory days, right? That's the kind of stuff I was raised with, so to speak. It raised in the business of money was this traditional financial advice. Now understand, traditional financial advice is the majority of what's being taught. Despite people saying, oh, people aren't following this, majority of people are following that advice to some level. Now it's not 100%, but even the people that aren't following it still think that's the good advice to follow. They just may not follow it themselves, but everybody acknowledges that's the advice. There was a great quote that I got from a guy named Alistair MacDonald. I almost said Alistair Moody. For those of you that are Harry Potter fans, I apologize. Alistair MacDonald, he's a brilliant guy. We're going to have him on our show here pretty soon. But Alistair talked about information. Information, you know, has to have an element of surprise, right? Real useful information. So like when you listen to the show, notice that some of the best stuff you probably have liked is something that maybe is contrary to what you've been taught, right? Contrary to what's been believed, or maybe just a little bit different perspective that gets you to think differently outside the box. Now, the thing is, inside the box and teaching the same old stuff over and over, you know, this is the stuff we get from like Dave Ramsey's of the world, right? That is not really information. That's not news, right? It's just talk. Because if it's already been said over and over and over, and people even are acknowledging it as truth, then it probably isn't anymore. You know, this is the thing I tell people all the time. It's like, just because 5 billion people on the planet think something's correct doesn't make it truth, right? Just because 5 billion people say something's truth doesn't make it truth. Truth makes it truth. And what often happens is the majority of people don't follow truth, especially when it comes to money. I would even say it ventures out into other areas of life, you know, health, definitely with health, even sometimes with relationships and how to raise your children. I can tell you from firsthand experience, it's not as easy as some books proclaim it to be, right? And you can read all these books and stuff, but at the end of the day, it takes a lot of practice and doing things that might be counterintuitive. And the counterintuitive, I separate this because many people will say, well, Chris, I'm more conservative. You know, I'm more conservative with how I invest my money or save my money. What they're really saying is not that they're saying they're less risky. They're saying that they think they're taking less risk because the majority of people are doing it, right? Because, hey, I'm doing what most people are doing. That's the conservative approach. When I look at conservative, I think is less risk, right? I'm risk averse. And even some of those people that say they're conservative say they're also risk averse, but then they're investing in stocks, mutual funds, 401ks, everything else. That's high risk, mediocre returns. So I tell them, I say, honestly, you're riskier than I am. You're more liberal in how you invest than I am. I am conservative. Now, what I have to do, because when you do it different, you have to have the right information and do the right things, right? But the truth is, I like low risk with higher returns than what you're getting. And that's a difference in perspective, guys, because so many people say, well, I'm conservative. What they're really saying is, I'm doing the mainstream thing. I'm doing what's familiar, right? Familiar and conservative are not the same. You know, that it's definitely not the same. You know, many high schoolers are very familiar with how they're starting to drive, but it doesn't make them lower risk, right? Even though they love driving, doesn't make it any less risky. Like, it requires that experience. It requires doing things that actually work. And often that comes from trial and error and doing the wrong things. And I know I've been on both sides. I've been the financial advisor. I've done those mutual funds and those things. I've also seen the evidence of what happens with people when they keep saving in their 401ks and mutual funds and everything else and still fall up short. They still fall short of their goals. And the problem is it's usually too late before they realize it. It's usually within 5 to 10 years when they try to retire and they say, it's not enough. Chris, I've got a few million or even several million dollars sitting around, but it's not producing enough money for me to retire. That might sound ridiculous to you, but when you start to set in reality, wondering, oh, I can't live off this much because I can lose the money I have. And eventually my money shrinks as I get older to the point where I may not have enough. I may outlive my money. Guys, you have to look at doing the opposite. So when you want to do that, you want to look for that element of surprise, right? Something that's newsworthy has an element of surprise. It's relevant, right? Something that has good information is something that's useful that actually can shift a perspective and get you to do something different. So guys, this is why I kind of say, you know, do the whole George Costanza, is do the opposite, right? Do the opposite, George, you know, just like that Seinfeld episode. Do the opposite, because the opposite is what people aren't expecting. So if everybody's talking about inflation right now, the thing you should be worrying about so much is inflation, because everybody's talking about it. Everybody's expecting it. The thing you should really worry about is, will there be deflation? You know, will something happen that'll actually throw a curve at us? Because like I said, 2000 to 2002 and 2003, right? When we had the Y2K, that was a surprise to people. The last recession, you know, real estate was booming. And that seemed like the great thing to do. Then all of a sudden it crashed. Right now, again, the common stuff is just invest anywhere and you'll make money. And the thing is, and I love what Alistair had said. One thing he'd said here that I love is that he said that, you know, with information being surprised, he says, if there's less surprise now. So if you start hearing the news saying the same things over and over and over, which 24 hours news channels are doing, right? They're not giving us information. They're just spouting out words, right? Useless facts, things that aren't really useful for us. They're spouting all this stuff out that only confuses you more. Useful information would be, what are they not saying? What's not being covered in the media? What's that point that maybe people are ignoring right now? That right there is, if you want to learn to be ahead of the curve, is start asking yourself, well, wait, everybody's talking about inflation. What would I do if there's deflation? Which we did an episode on earlier this year, right? It's like, what do we do during deflation? Should I be prepared for that? You know, should I be prepared for, you know, if there's no stock market crash, what happens next? You know, what if it goes sideways? What if it's stagflation? What do we do in stagflation where prices don't go up or down? It just stagnates, which we did see a lot of that kind of stuff happening, you know, leading from the 60s into the 70s, especially in the stock market. It was miserable trying to invest during those years. So what are the things that happened there, right? Again, the less the surprise that you're getting in the media, the bigger the surprise will be. That's the one thing that Alistair McDonald said. He said, the less there's surprise, the bigger the surprise will be, the more shock value there will be. Because again, if people aren't giving real information, they're not giving that surprise, that thing to say, "Woo, have you considered this?" Then something big is going to really catch people off guard. And as Warren Buffett says, he's like, you only know who's swimming naked when the tide rolls out. Are you going to be the one swimming naked? Are you following the masses? Or are you using your own brain, being an independent thinker and looking to do the opposite? The opposite is where wealth can be created. Doing the same old as everybody else doesn't create wealth, because if they were, they'd all be wealthy. And like you hear that common quote said, right? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Guys, I do not want you to have lackluster, familiar, mainstream results. I want you guys to have extraordinary results, something that really works, right? Real value. That's what we're trying to teach you today. This is why by 2030, we want over 1,000 of you financially independent, because we know that as we can shift that change in you, that creates this ripple effect that goes way beyond what we can do individually, right? That is what we're here to do, guys. So anyways, listen for that information. What's not being said in the media right now? Watch interest rates. I'll tell you this, like really watch not what the Feds are doing, because the problem is the Feds are now telling us that the interest rates are becoming. Now they're controlling the dashboard on the car, so to speak, right? It's like the computer giving us the information that they want, but not necessarily is being said. So you're gonna have to start to really get to know things like bond rates and things like that, which we can cover in another podcast. But I just want you to be open to the fact that the best information is the information that's not being said. It's the information that the minority are saying right now. And that's what we're preaching, guys. This is why we're preaching cash flow. We're preaching certainty. We're preaching security, and doing that in ways that are outside the mainstream, outside of the mutual funds and outside of the stock market, by doing something that has actually been proven to work time and time again, while building protection around yourself to ensure that even those things, even if there's an element of surprise there, that you can still protect yourself against worst case scenarios. So guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. I'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.